Welcome to Tammy Talks 2. This is our fourth season, and today it is my pleasure to bring Dr. Tamika Ellington. Dr. Ellington, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Now, I don't know you personally. We are on Facebook together, and I reached out to you, a couple months ago, because I see you're doing a lot of things in Northeast Ohio. But first, please tell us a little bit about Dr. Tamika Ellington.
Yes, Tammy, it's been a so far pleasure getting to know you, and I look forward to partnering with you all. Again, I think you have reached out to me about connecting about the East Cleveland Library. So hopefully I'll get a chance to partner with you on that. But I am an educator, a scholar. Most of the career that I've had thus far has been in the discipline of fashion. I'm a fashion designer by trade. I taught fashion design at Kent State University for about 13 years, and then served as assistant dean for the College of the Arts for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And before that, I actually worked in the fashion industry as a designer for some of the large companies that we know of today, like Limited Brands and Abercrombie and Fitch. So I designed for them for a couple years before I became an academic. And recently I actually just left academia. August of 2021 was my last month in academia, and I am now a full-time entrepreneur. I do empowerment speaking, mm-hmm. leadership training, diversity workshops, teacher professional development training. I author books. So you had mentioned something about my book. Yeah. So I'm on my fifth book now. So the book that I have coming out that will be released in July is mm-hmm. called Black Hair in a White World.
I saw that. Tell us about that. Can you give us a little snippet of what that's about?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That book is actually 4 years in the making. Mm-hmm. That book is being published by Kent State University Press, and it's an anthology. So it's myself as well as six other scholars that have partnered with me on that book. So the book is all about various kinds of research, studies, mm-hmm. case studies, different kinds of topics surrounding this idea of what we know as Black hair. There's this whole phenomenon that means so much to us as Black people. Right. A lot of times people don't quite understand the importance of the topic of Black hair. And I remember when I first started out as a scholar, I wanted Black hair to be my focus. And I had several people asking me, so what exactly are you going to be studying and why is that so important? Mm-hmm. And it's been an interesting journey for me to have to almost introduce why this topic is so important. And still today, the topic of Black hair is still so controversial and still so important. And so that's why I decided to release this book. So the book is, an anthology. We talk mm-hmm. about historical references in regards to media, historical references in regards to different movements, such as the Black Power movement. We talk about Black is Beautiful movement, the natural hair movement. How has a society portrayed Black hair in the media for our children? Mm-hmm. In regards to say children's books and cartoons, and what else is the society telling us about who we are in regards to our hair? What have they been telling us over time? And what have we discovered on our own? And so it's a variety of different types of research studies. There's even one in there that I really, really love, an author by the name of Teresa Moses. She did a symposium that she called Project Natural. And it was in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And she invited several women from the community and taught them about caring for natural hair, taught them about different elements of like ways to go about being just authentically excited about who you are in your natural beauty. Because so many of us have such a difficult time loving ourselves the way we are authentically.
And
so,
right.
Yeah. And so that book covers lots of different topics, but I'm excited. My I'll be doing a book tour with that book.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And so my first stop will be in Harlem and Brooklyn. So I'll be going there in July. And I'm actually trying to see if I can book an event for Crown Act Day. So the Crown Act Day, for those that don't know, is July 3rd.
Okay.
July 3rd, 2019 was the very first Crown Act Day. And so on July 3rd, my book will actually be released on Crown Act Day.
So, wow, yeah, that's beautiful.
Yes. So I'm trying to get everything lined up. I'm just waiting for the universe to align all the stars for me so that I can... I have a particular venue that I really, really want to go to. And I'm not going to say what that venue is yet, but I really want to get there. And I'm just waiting for the universe to just align all the stars to make sure that I'm at that event. But I'll be posting my tour schedule real soon.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, I am very interested in learning about the book, more about the book and reading the book. I do know about the Crown Act. I actually interviewed another young lady named Dominique. She's from East Cleveland.
Okay.
And she wrote a book, a young lady, about, I think the title of her book was Nappy Hair Don't Care. And it was a children's book.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Dominique. What is her last name? Anyway, I can't think of her last name, but I know she is an East Clevelander. But she, when I were... was interviewing her, she was actually an educator down in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And she's a young woman, and I just thought that was wonderful. So yeah, I didn't know July 3rd was Crown Act Day, but thank you for that information.
Yeah.
Now we know. And I definitely want to partner with you and speak to you more after this about doing something here in Cleveland around Black authors, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we want to do that. So I'm going to reach out to some people, as I told you before. So we're going to see how we can't make that happen. But now, I also see that you have a women's empowerment event.
Yes.
Coming in Cleveland. Tell us about that, Dr. Tanika.
Yes. This event is Reset to Revolutionary.
Okay.
And I named it Reset to Revolutionary because the purpose of this event is for women to be able to come get some spiritual wellness, because I truly believe that we cannot truly live in our authentic joy and our authentic power unless we have our spiritual connection together, our mindfulness connection together, as well as whatever we're doing and for our work or whatever goals or dreams we set forth. So all of those things have to be put in place in order for us to truly be successful. And so this particular event will cover various different topics. We'll be speaking about wealth building for women, women in entrepreneurship. We'll be talking about women that are rising in the corporate, in their whatever their corporate field is. We're going to have a panel of these women who have become VPs in their respective companies and things like that. And so they're going to be talking about what different types of things they had to go through to get to that point. This particular conference, We'll have a keynote. This particular keynote, her name is Dr. Lakeisha Simmons. She's out of Nashville. And so she's going to be talking to us about how to retire early and allow our investments to work for us.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. And so I think it's critically important for women to have a better handle on our financial futures.
Right.
To have a better handle on investments. Because, I mean, I grew up in the inner city of Cleveland, and the only thing I learned about when it comes to money was how to make it stretch to the end of the month.
Right? Gotta make that dollar out of 15 cents. Right?
Absolutely. That's the only thing I learned. And so as an adult, I'm having this whole new world opened up to me about ways to make my money grow. Mm-hmm. And so I want to be able to share that also with the women. I have this lady coming in. Her name is Coach Tabitha Stevens. Coach Tabitha is a wellness coach. And so she's going to also have a session, early morning session of yoga. So for so for those women that want to indulge in some peacefulness, some mindfulness, with some yoga, they are more than welcome to come and do that before we actually get the big parts of the event going. But I'm
excited. Wonderful.
Yeah,
so how
do we
register? Is there a website? Is there a Facebook page? How can someone get the information? Is it on Eventbrite? You know, how can they register?
Yes. So you can go on Eventbrite and type in reset number 2 revolutionary. When you type that in, the event will come up and there's ticket prices on there, 2 different ticket prices. So there's a general admission ticket price as well as a VIP ticket price. So the ladies can register there. Also too, if they would like to follow me on Facebook, on Facebook, I have it listed under one of my events. So they can see it there as well.
Great, great. Well, I'm looking forward to that. And again, what day was that, Dr. Tamika?
The event is on Saturday, June 10th.
Okay, Saturday, June 10th.
Yes.
And it's Reset to Revolutionary?
Yes.
Reset. Oh, wow, that's a powerful title. I like
that. Yes, Reset to Revolutionary, number 2. Reset to number 2 Revolutionary. And the event will start at 9 a.m. and we'll go all day long. It'll be downtown Cleveland at the Athlon Building. They have a beautiful facility there, a beautiful ballroom area and a business space, as well as a beautiful lounge space. So we'll be in that building holding it down and empowering the ladies as we go.
That's beautiful. Well, you know what? I think Cleveland needs that. I am looking forward to participating, as well as we're going to share this information all over our platforms. I probably already have, but I will continue to do so.
Yes,
I'm also very interested in your fashion background, because I consider myself a fashionista. I love fashions. And you know, I didn't even realize that you were a fashion designer.
Yeah.
So do you have like a website? Are you selling fashions, or are you more so doing your book, and you know, the fashion is kind of on the back burner right now, so to speak?
Yeah, the fashion is on the back burner. And when I tell people that I am a fashion designer, they typically go to the idea of what we know of as these fashion designers that create marketable, wearable items that are like in the stores.
Right.
But the kind of designer that I was, I did that, you know, like, I worked for big companies designing for those companies earlier in my years. But when I became an academic, the role of being a fashion designer shifted slightly in that I became a fashion design researcher. And so that's how this whole topic of Black hair and beauty and Black women became a part of my life, and has been a part of my life now for almost 20 years. And then also too, I am a fashion design artist. So many of the pieces that I create are one of a kind pieces that I have taken with me all across the world to different exhibitions to show and talk about the work. All of the pieces that I've done have been inspired in some way, shape or form by African art and culture. I love bringing to life African fables through my design work. And so that's what I did. I actually, in Cleveland, if anybody's interested, if you are in Cleveland, please connect with the Cleveland Historical Society. I actually have 4 of my pieces that they acquired from me just recently.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's wonderful. I'm telling you, I had no idea. Well, so how can a person get in touch with you? I think you said you have a Facebook page.
Yes.
Well, obviously I'm on it, but for our listeners,
Let
us know how we can get in touch with you on your different platforms on social media.
Yes, I'm on Facebook. I am on Instagram, on LinkedIn as Dr. Tamika Ellington. And Tamika is spelled T-A-M-E-K-A, Ellington, like Duke Ellington. So if you go on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm on Twitter as well as TikTok, and you can connect with me there. I also have a website. They can visit my website, drtamikaellington.com. Mm-hmm. And I'll have information about on there about different things that I offer. You know, if they want to connect with me for speaking engagements, my books are on there. They can purchase my books there. I'll also have a tab on there talking about the Reset to Revolutionary Women's Empowerment Conference. So they can learn more about the kind of things that I'm doing on my website.
Okay. And you know what? I don't want to hold you because I'm sure you're a very busy woman, but you're from Cleveland. Tell us what part of Cleveland are you from?
Yes, I am. I'm a proud Glenville Tarblooder.
Well, I'll be. I'm Glenville too.
Yes. A proud Glenville Tarblooder. Yeah, I
Wonderful.
Grew up. Yeah, I grew up on 105th and St. Clair.
Well, I'll be. I grew up on 99th. Between 99th and 105th, closer to Superior. I grew up on Westchester all my life. Right. We have something in common. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I am really looking forward to meeting you in person. And again, your Reset to Revolutionary is June the 10th.
Yes.
In downtown Cleveland.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that. And you have a new book, I believe it's coming out on July 3rd, which is the Crown Act Day.
Yes.
So you have a lot going on. So, you know I will be speaking to you very soon, Dr. Tamika Ellington.
Yes.
And I am looking forward to that connection. And if there's anything else you would like to say to our listeners, please do.
Oh, yeah. If you are interested in pre-ordering the book, Black Hair in a White World is able to be pre-ordered on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So the listeners can go on and grab the book. Also, too, I have a YouTube website that I'm very active on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just under my name, Dr. Tamika Ellington on YouTube. And then I also have a podcast.
Wonderful. What's the name of your podcast?
The podcast is called the Black Beauty Activist Podcast.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to. Now, where is that on? What platform?
It's on YouTube. You can listen to that on YouTube. And then also, too, I just got started on Spotify as well as Apple. So if you go on Apple and Spotify, you can find the Black Beauty Activist Podcast on those platforms as well.
The Black Beauty Activist. Well, you know what, Dr. Tamika Ellington, I am looking forward to meeting you again in person.
Yes.
And reading your book, attending your conference, and it was my pleasure to talk to you today. And I know we will be talking very soon.
Yes. Thank you so much, Tammy, for the invitation. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for coming. And again, this is Tammy Talks to Dr. Tamika Ellington. Have a great day, doctor.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.